Life has its ups and downs, and like many of us, I face moments with depression. Music has always helped me find my way through, and I believe it can do the same thing for you. I'm James Cox, and this is the When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast, a podcast about the healing power of music.
Hey everybody, welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks, where we fight depression with the power of music. I'm your professional handicapped host, James Cox, and I have another interview today. We're just killing it with all these great interviews. Today on When Words Fail, we are welcomed by an emerging voice whose music doesn't shout. It gently holds space. Katsu is a singer-songwriter blending country, pop, and heartfelt storytelling into something deeply personal and quite powerful. Her debut single, Come Home to Me, is a beautiful reminder that sometimes the greatest form of love is simply being there when someone needs it most. With a sound rooted in honesty, reflection, and emotional connection, Katsu creates music that feels less like a performance and more like a place you can return to. Katsu, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you doing? To be here. I'm doing wonderful. Right.
So where are you calling in from today?
Jacksonville, Florida.
I love it. My dad's a retired colonel, and we lived in Plant City, Florida for a while.
Okay.
And then I think that's an hour from Disney World, you know. So, yeah.
Yes.
We live right near Disney World, which is great, you know.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. I am living my lifelong dream.
There you go. Yeah. I do have something to say about your song. Come home to me.
I know the day was heavy. I can see it in your eyes. You don't have to tell me, you don't have to try. Just take off the weight you've been holding all day. I've got you now, it's okay. Let the world stay outside for a while. You don't have to be strong when you're mine. So come home to me. Let it all fall away. I'll be right here, just like I always say. When you're tired, when you're worn, when you've given everything, close your eyes. Let me be your peace. Just come home to me. I love the way you carry. So much more than you show. You've been fighting battles you don't talk about, I know. Every line, every scar, every hair on your skin. That's the man I love, that's who I'm in. You don't owe the world another thing. You don't have to fix it, just breathe. So come on to me, let it all fall away. I'll be right here, I'm not leaving, I'm staying. When you're tired, when you're worn, when the night feels too long, lay it down. You don't have to be strong, just come home to me. Look at me. You don't have to have the answers. You don't have to be okay. If all you can do tonight is breathe, that's enough for me. reason. Every part of your story, I choose you. Always, Bobby, I've got you. Bobby, I've got you. I'm right here, come home. Bobby, I've got you.
It's fantastic, I think. You know, it's so searching, so moving. And what I like about it is it's that regular country, you know, because country is usually really loud, you know, with drums and bass and guitar, you know. Mm-hmm. But your song defines a way how to listen to the music in silence, you know, really listen to the lyrics, you know. And I was reading an article about the song and you, and I think you said that the song was already written years ago, but it was just aching to get out, you know. When was that? When were you deciding that okay that this song needs to come out of your soul and onto paper?
So what I did was my significant other had a birthday, and he had been going through some personal things, and I really just wanted to write him a poem about, I know, just knowing that, you know, it's okay and that I'm there for you. And that I really wanted to share something with him from my heart. And I just wanted him to know that when he came home and he was to walk through that door, I just wanted him to just relax and breathe and feel safe and know that I've got him.
Yeah. Yeah. So essentially that song is about him and for him, right?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I bet he fit over the moon about it, you know, because there's something when someone writes a song for you, you know, because the song is always going to be there in the ether, in the cosmos, you know. That's always like such a powerful thing.
It was here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it was in my heart, and I start writing a poem, and next thing I know, we have a song, and I just shared what was in my heart.
Yeah. And you're fairly new to this music industry, because Come On To Me is your first single.
Yes.
And you released it on Valentine's Day of all, yes, all days, which is, yes, awesome. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So how is the music industry treating you right now? You know, because you're fairly new to all this, you know.
Well, I can tell you so far that everyone that I've interviewed with, and I have been blessed with two very great managers. I've been picked up, of course, with, you know, MTS Records and Ron Anthony Music is my actual manager. And they've just embraced me and really wrapped their arms around me to guide me in the industry. I feel so blessed of everyone that I've been around so far.
Nice. So, let's see here. Does this song rely on, okay, so we learned you wrote this for your partner, which is great. Mm-hmm. When you finished the song, what did it mean to you in that moment? Like, I finally got out what I want to say about him, to him, for him, you know? I mean, what did that feeling feel like when you absolutely finished the last word on that paper?
Well, you know, I felt very emotional.
Yeah.
You know, and then writing it and listening to it after composing it, I cried a lot of times, you know, just because it's just a really heartfelt, it was really heartfelt in what I wanted to say to him. And
And when I shared it with him, and his reaction, he was emotional
Oh,
about
I
it
bet.
as well. And just, I felt love, I felt that compassion and the connection and that true love that we have for one another. And I just felt, and I wanted him to know what was in my heart.
Well, I think you knocked that out of the park, because that song is really, really beautiful, and it means a lot to him and me, because when I heard it, I'm like, oh my God, I mean, I wasn't coming down in tears, but I almost did, because it was very, very, very moving for me, especially when you, because, and plus you sung it in such a quiet voice where you almost are able to want to just listen more intently, which I think is great, So, was that your main idea? Like you sang it quietly so that the listener could really listen to it,
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Because I believe that music should come from your heart.
Yes.
People need to know that, there really is true love out there. And not only that, just knowing that someone has your back, like they've got you.
Yeah.
And knowing someone is loved like that. It does exist out there. It really does.
It does. Yeah, you just have to find it. which is the hard part. Hard part's finding it, but when you find it, it's one of God's greatest gifts,
Really is.
Okay, so a lot of people write songs and they don't want to become something else, What did you not want the song to become while you're writing it? If that makes sense.
Well, I think that you're right. There's some out there that just really want to boisterous and everything. I think, like I said it earlier, it needs to come from inside here. It needs to come from deep within. I believe that that's what songwriting is for me.
Right.
Other people are different, but I have so much love in my heart and so much of it to share, and blessed to be able to share with the love of my life.
Yeah.
But with other people out there too, it was like knowing that someone has your back, right? That you're loved. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in a romantic way. It could be a dear friend who loves you and would do anything for you.
Yeah. Or even your mom or dad.
Mom or dad, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I feel like for the most people, mom and dad are always going to have your back no matter what,
True.
And then of course your loved one, your partner, the guy or girl you're married to, which is I mean, above all,
Gentlemen, yes.
yes. So I think I know this next question, but I have to ask you, okay?
Sure.
You see your song and the music that you're gonna come out with in the very near future, I hope to God, because it's so great,
Thank you.
you see it as a form of emotional support for your listeners.
Yes, I
Okay.
do.
Yeah.
I do. When you close your eyes and you listen to the song, you can really feel the music and feel the lyrics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So this would be a great song on their like worst and hardest day. They can just come home, listen to it,
Yes.
feel ease
Yes.
and stress free, which we all want to have,
Right. I
Yeah.
agree with you. Yes.
It's something that it music just saves souls and hearts and everything. But to listen to a song where it reminds you of your loved one, your very much loved one, just does something else to the soul that I don't think I can really explain,
I feel that it could be healing for someone that really needed it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So what? Okay, so you write about like the quiet battles people carry also, you know. A lot of people have all of the I guess I don't want to say baggage, but I can't find any other word, you know, that they're carrying around with them that they don't really need to be carrying around, right?
No.
So knowing that with all the listeners that had to have like an extra burden on their shoulders, what inspired you to write, to focus and to write on those unspoken moments? Because a lot of those feelings aren't, a lot of those feelings aren't announced like we're talking now. You know, a lot of people keep those inside, you know. You know.
Well, I feel that not keeping something like that inside and really letting it out,
Yeah.
letting it out, let letting sh I believe in sharing what's in my heart.
Yeah. So why do you think that the quiet songs are more, or sometimes hit more harder in soul than loud, high energy ones? Is it the way that the music flows, or do you have any other ideas on how quiet songs hit harder?
Well, I think a lot of times when you are listening to a quiet song, you're in a quiet space. So you're there with yourself, and then you're sitting and you're listening and closing your eyes and listening to lyrics, and you're just feeling the music and just becoming one with it, basically, right? So you're listening to it and you're closing your eyes and you just really feel.
Something, yeah. Have you started touring yet? I mean, are you going to go on the road and do, no?
I'm just starting out,
All
James.
right. Yes. All right. Good. Good.
I'm doing interviews right now,
Nice.
and my managers are introducing me slowly, I think,
It's
and
great.
I have written two other songs, and
Okay.
they'll be released throughout the summer.
Nice.
I wrote a song about my mom, who I lost it when I was a very young age. It's called A Whisper in the Wind.
I like the title.
And again, it's just reaching deep down in my heart and my soul and just sharing it. And my other song, my second one, is actually the story of how my love and I met 40 some years ago.
There you go. Yes.
And our journey and how we got to where we are now.
Right.
So it is a love song too, but it's a happy love song though.
Yes, absolutely. So this next song, guys, I promise you it's gonna happen, you know, when you're out on the road and singing all these wonderful songs. If somebody comes up to you after the show or during during all the intermission, or whatever have you, and they say your song has got me through a really, really, really rough time, you know, thank you for writing. How would that impact you as an artist? You know, I mean, because each artist gets impacted differently. You know, what's your impact? You know.
It would really touch my heart, and knowing that I helped someone that was going through a bad time, and more than likely, I'm a hugger, James. I would have to embrace them
I love hugging people, you
and say
know.
thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, I always say I'm a hugger.
There you go. There you
But
go.
yes, that would really touch my heart that I was able to help someone through a hard time.
So when you write your songs, does the words lead the way, or does the melody hit you first? You know, because a lot of people are inspired when they're going on a trip, going, be, you know, going driving to here and there, you know, with a melody. They hum it first, and then the words form. Is that your way of writing? No? Okay.
My words leave me.
Perfect. Yeah. And I guess the melody just finds a way to. Okay. Yeah. And what instrument do you use to make the melody come alive first? You know.
Well, it just depends on what the song is. A lot of this is it's like piano and
Yeah, yeah,
guitar
yeah.
and stuff like that. Nothing very loud.
No, I don't know, right? Well, I was, I would imagine that piano would be the number one with your slow songs, which is great. I love the piano. My
Piano, guitar, yeah.
my sister got piano lessons for like 4 years way back when. I took
Did
piano
you?
lessons way back when, but I all I
Did
could play
you?
with yeah, all I could play was Mickey Mouse, the theme song. I'm like, this is it for me, you know. So I just picked up
Yeah.
the guitar and started collecting these bad boys. I got seven of them. I don't play any
Oh,
one of them.
wow, really?
Yeah, but I don't play any one of them, you know.
Oh.
I need to learn how to play now, because I mean, I got seven of them over here. But
Oh, nice.
So this is a question that I think you've been getting, or maybe not. You know, we talk. I talk to a lot of musicians, and I always ask them, "How do they know when a particular song is finished?" You know, because I like to talk about musicians and perfection. You know, and as musicians, we're never, you know, we're never satisfied with the end product. You know, how do you know the concrete statement that, okay, I need to release this now, or else I'm never going to release this ever again, you know?
I've been in such creative mode lately that I have a song in my head and my heart that when I'm writing, I feel like I'm telling my story of what's inside
Yeah.
my heart and my soul.
Right.
And then once I'm able to get that out and share it, then I know it's ready.
Yeah.
And then I let my managers know, and
Yeah.
so they're like, okay, let's copyright
Let's do it. Yeah.
that.
Let's wrap it up right
Let's
here.
get that copyrighted now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Before someone t takes it. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So what's harder for you, writing honestly or sharing the honesty with the world, you know? Because they're both two different things, you know. You gotta, you know.
Well, honestly, I'm a true person, so what's in my heart is it's in my heart. Sharing it with the world, it doesn't bother me either. I want
I
to
bet.
share. I
Right.
want to help heal the world, so
Yeah. Yeah. Because I always say, you know, a lot of songs are played worldwide, you know, and you never know who is going to help. You know, it might be somewhere in Africa or New Zealand or Japan. You know, I mean,
right.
it's music is universal in a way that I can't even form into words again. You know, it's so hard for me to actually say that, you know,
Right.
with being light. Yeah, so awesome. Yeah. So you blend country pop. Well, I imagine you're going to bring up some pop stuff later on, right?
Oh, there's a few duets maybe coming along
Nice.
the
Yeah.
line.
Yeah. So, pop or country, what do you feels mostly at home for you? You know,
Country.
I love you for that. I love country too. Yes,
It's
there's something about. I don't really like.
true heartfelt storytelling. That's
Yeah.
what I feel.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't like country because, you know, my dog then got ran over and my girl. I'm like, dude, there's more than just that, than country, you know? You gotta expand your horizon or something, you know?
Like a country ballad or something like
Right.
that.
Yeah. Because I can say there's nothing but guns and violence and all this stuff in rap, you know? And metal, there's nothing but that. It doesn't matter. Each genre has its own thing that you can easily hate, you know.
Right.
But I just think country speaks for my soul and your soul equally.
Yes, it does. It does.
For sure, for sure. So, we're going to do a quick lightning round with you. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. Yeah,
Never
we're
done
gonna
it, but
compete
sure.
over the. Okay, so one word, one sentence, whatever you want to say. Okay, one word that describes your music. One word.
Heartfelt.
Heartfelt. Nice. A place that feels like home to you.
A place that feels like home to me.
Yeah. I mean, is it like a like an old house that you lived in, or
My home. My home is so cozy and comfortable.
Yes.
And
Nothing like your old bed, right? Yeah.
oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Morning quiet or late night reflection?
Late night reflection.
I like that. A song by anybody that instantly brings you peace.
Jelly roll.
Jelly Roll. Okay. And do we have a particular song or just his whole catalog?
Oh gosh, so many of
Okay.
his.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
He's heartfelt. Like all his music, it's amazing.
nice. Nice. This is my next favorite question. Coffee or tea?
Wow, that's a tricky one. Coffee in
Yeah.
the morning for sure.
I love you for that.
Winding down at night, tea.
Tea. Yeah. I always drink coffee. It doesn't matter. For some reason, I can go to bed with like a full glass of coffee. I don't know why. Maybe it's
Really?
yeah, which is
I'll be
weird,
up for days. I can't do
Right.
that.
So this might come later in your career.
Yes.
Write alone or write with somebody?
Well, I've been writing alone. It would be fun to write with someone.
Okay. Yeah, no, kind of do that awesome collaboration with you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because you never know what they're going to bring to the table, and that might inspire you to come up with another post or
Exactly.
yeah. So
Yes.
I think working with somebody is fantastic, you know. So one emotion your music can always carry.
What emotion?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, well, love,
Perfect. Yeah, perfect answer.
peace, comfort.
Yeah. A sound that you love.
A sound?
A sound that you love. It could be rain, silence, wind,
It's funny you say
whatever.
that. I love to listen to the ocean.
I love that. Yes. I can't swim, but I like to listen to it crash up. Yeah.
Isn't
Yeah.
it nice?
Yeah. Okay. So the last one, piano or guitar?
Ooh.
Yeah. Because they both have their own awesome way out, you know?
They
So,
do. They
yeah.
do. I'm actually going to say guitar.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Okay, so that begs for me to question, acoustic or electric?
Acoustic.
I love you. I can't, acoustic anything surpasses anything electric for me. I mean, it's just,
Just a
one
regular
of those
old-fashioned
sound.
guitar.
Yes, because for me, the acoustic is more mellow. It's
Yes.
more relaxing, it's more comfortable to be in peace with it,
Yes.
because electric guitars like metal and rock, and you kind of don't want all of that, all of the same thing, so yeah, acoustic just has my heart and soul, so last question of the interview, and I thank you so much for coming on. You've been great so far,
Thank you,
and I beg you to come
James.
back on anytime. Okay.
Oh, I would love to.
So okay, so this might be the hardest question. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you ready?
I'm ready. Give it to me.
All right, yes. So, when words fail, how has music spoken to you personally?
That's a good question. And I was actually reading your site and I was so inspired by it. And
Thank you.
yes,
Yeah. Yeah.
Music is just so healing. I believe it can heal a person's soul just by closing your eyes and listening to it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, music is very comforting in the darkest times, and it's helped me out for sure. You know,
Same, same.
for sure. You know, so okay. So before we let you go, do we have a website? Because I can't seem to find it on the internet, or is it just
Oh.
MTS and you know, page?
Well, we are working on our website.
Okay.
It's new, but I believe it's just katsumusic.com.
That's it. Okay. And I'll put it in the links and everything. And we're on Instagram.
YouTube,
All the fun
Facebook,
stuff.
see all the fun stuff,
All the fun stuff.
Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music.
Yeah. So, all right. So, everybody, we're speaking of at Pandora and Amazon. You could go to Amazon, Pandora, Apple Music, Spotify, which I hate,
Yes,
you know.
it's on your
I know,
website.
but yeah, I know, but so I don't like it the way that they pay the musicians, you know. They're
Oh,
all like a greedy, 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 you know.
really now?
Yes,
Thanks for thank you for that
yeah. So
tip.
you can get paid more through Apple Music or Tidal, you know.
And we're on that too. I forgot about that one.
Yes,
There's so many.
there's too many to count, you know.
There really is.
Yeah, but music, I mean, that's good. So
YouTube.
YouTube, yeah. So I'll add all the fun links in the description below. Everybody go to anywhere you get music from and download Come Home to Me. It's a beautiful song about love and passion, and I do thank you so much for coming on, Katsu, and I hope you come back anytime you want to. And
I'd love to,
you know,
James. Thank you so much.
sure. Yes, ma'am. And with that said, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode today. And always re remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.